Tanya Kei Vovam Abeis. 5 lines from the bottom, last word. Omer Rabba. 4 lines from the bottom. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya, Omer Dabarechad. That which we create this special kula when it comes to water. Yeah, we're going to be makel you can have, according to Behuda, the wall going over across the top above the bore without any entrance at all into the rim of the bore, and be makel and say that you can divide the water based on that and gather the water. That's a special kula which we're being very makel by water. So Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya Akvaya said, I'm going to say whatever I want. See, how do you know which way is right? Okay. Amr Davar Echad. Amr Davar Echad. Yehuda Hodamorin. Yehuda, as we said before, Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya says, what is that? The Tanya. Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya Oimer Gezusra. So we're going to create a following halacha. We need to be able to draw water. You need a mechitza, which is 4 tefachim inside, and it has a wall of 10 tefachim high or deep above the water. And then we say gudachis down to the water, and you can draw water. We're going to create a virtual. So if you take a platform which is large enough and you make a hole which is 4x4, we're going to look as if the walls, if the platform bends down and creates walls around the hole.
Hello, good morning.
So you're going to be kaifa, we're going to be kaifa, we're going to bend it down and also say gudachis. So to do that, so 4 amas is 24 tefachim. Right. So if you have an opening which is 4 amas by 4 amas, you make a hole in the middle which is 4 by 4, you're going to have 10 tefachim around that hole in each direction. It's 24 by 24, you make a hole 4 by 4, so you have 10 on this side, 10 on this side, 4 in the middle, it's 24. The same thing in the other direction. So then you just basically bend, we look at it as if you bend down your walls on four sides, and you make a mechitza around the opening, which is 10 tefachim deep. So if you have a platform which is arba, exuster sheish ba arba amos, al arba amos, chaki ba dalet al dalet, so you make an opening in the middle, which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, umemale, and then you can draw the water. So that's quite a kula, right? That's quite a kula. So, but Rabbi says that Rabbi Yehuda, who allowed to say gudachas on a wall going across above the bore, not entering into the bore at all, would agree with his din. So, no, Vadilma Lohi, Lavdav, maybe not. Ad Kalakomer Rabbi Yehuda Hossam, El Amr Gudachas Mechitzta, he's willing to say gudachas Mechitzta in a significant way. Avokayf the guide low, maybe they say both. They say that you bend the walls down, you bend the floor down to make it into walls, and then you say good achas. Maybe he wouldn't say that. So we don't see that Rabbi Yehuda has to agree to this idea of Rabbi Chananya. And vad kan lekomer Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya hasim al b'yamish al tiveria. Maybe the place where he said this it was only a case of Yamashal Tiberia, because Rashi points out, we'll say later on, that this din of that he said, it was the Achi Tiberia used to use this. So maybe he's only referring to that scenario, which Hobieshla Ignayim Vayorus Rekafivus Makivus is saw. The Yam itself really has something surrounding it and creating, there is a as if it were, there was a wall around all of it, and therefore in that scenario where it itself has a wall equivalent to a wall around it by having the gnaim, it has a rim to it, and there are cities which are go up all the way up to it, and they have, which the cities are walled, and there are, so the walls can also work for the yam. The karfivas also, which are walled or fenced, which could work for the yam. So really there's a machitz around most of the yam, or all of the yam. So it itself becomes like a karfiv, which is more than base society, which Mikir didn't was the Rishos HaYachid, so the draw from such a place. So this virtual wall is sufficient.
Is this talking about the
Kinneret? Yeah.
Yeah. Abu Bashar Maimos Loy, but wouldn't say it by other water. And Yehuda was saying it in any case. Okay. For the home wide necessarily.
Oh, it's the wall. Okay.
Okay, let's have a see Rashi. And hey, Vavam Abeis, Amr Dabra Echad, second to last line. Kilo Harbi by Mime. They're both very makel by Mime. Exustura, Shehid Lamalim in a Yam. It's above the Yam. Keshba arba amis merubos. It was square of four amis. Shehein chaptal tvachim al chaptal tvachim, which is 24 tvachim, 6 tvachim and amma, 4 amis is 26 and 4 is 24. Al chaptal tvachim. Shechagig bon nekev bemsiyos, so you make a hole in the middle. Fila ein la mechitzas sabib, even though there's no mechitzas at all around the hole. So having law you tvachim and he short him some of a neck of the chol tzad. So now if you make a hole in the middle, which is 4x4, you have 10 amas and all, assume you have 10 tvachim in each direction around the hole. Vernas and kilo hayu kfufin lamata, we look at them as if virtually they had bent down, straight down. Kain mechitz tuluya lamayim, and then it would be a mechitz tuluya of 10 tvachim high, 4x4 inside above the water. Varmanami gudachis, and you say gudachis kilo uredis or sesemis adamayim, and that goes into the water. The water beneath the hole is rishus ayochid, and you're allowed to draw water out. What's mehalchel esagi? You can't have this platform less than 4 amis. We need a wall to be 10 tvachim high, excuse me. So you need at least 20. They have a pachas midal tvachim chalal shveneim. They have a din of mechitza that has to have a space inside of 4x4. So 24 would be your minimum size that you could do this with. Kaif is reichiv haneser, the horizontal width of the plank, shake kof of lamata kemechitza. We look at it as if it bends down. And then vakati habim mechitza tuliyah, and even when you do that, it's still suspended above the water. You have to say gurachis also. Maybe who doesn't says you can't do both. Maybe Chananya ben Akvaya says elbiyam shel tiberia. The achyam on the kamon the laanchi tiberia hitter that this was it was said as a hetter for anchi tiberia. So agnayim is sofa gavoya. There was a high rim. The Habikim Mechitzah's Sabbath law. It's like a Mechitzah around it. Kati Ksas Hakera, the Heter, Jimmy, the Ika Ksas Hakera, the Heter. There's a shtickle, I'm not sure what I mean, the Ksas Hakera, the Heter. And the main point is, Tal Karmelis Mirabonin, he, Xer Mishum, Hutsar Mishasayachal Shasarabim, So the it's only this is the rabbanon because of this gezeira of hitzah. V'yesh lo ksas heter, probably in heker. What do you have? You have heker. What do you have?
The second ksas heter.
Heter.
Okay. Well, hold on. There's a hey here. Ksas kesayad v'zo hoil v'yesh lo heter afogav dakate.
Okay. Over the Catholic Carmelist, the Karfif Yosef, thank you. Karfif Yosef Vesasayim, Shalhoka Badirahu, with the Kata Porta Kiha Sagi. If I'm dealing with a place which Mikra then is a mockum of a total mockum of Heter. Now every Yam is a total mockum of Heter. Meterized, it's a Carmelist. So what's extraordinary over here is that Betzim here tomorrow is Mikra than Rosh Hashanah, he's saying. So this would be sufficient. Okay. Now comes Abaya. Amr Abaya, second white line. The Dibur Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya, Hoysa Smucha Lekosel, Mepachas Megimel Tvachim, we can use the wall as one of the sides. So in a case where the platform is right next to the house, you need it should be 4 amas wide. You could still need to bend down the sides. But in regards to vis-a-vis the bending down the side which would end up being a parallel to the house, as opposed to perpendicular to the house or to the wall. So that only has to stick out 11 tefachim and a mashahu. How so? Because you're gonna push. You want to leave an opening, which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, because otherwise you can't give it the mechitz around something. So you're gonna have to extend this out from the wall a little bit. You're going to bend down, so you're going to look at it, that's going to bend down 10 tefachim, and then it's going to bend towards the wall, a second bend, a tefach. A tefach and a mashahu. Am I doing a tefach and a mashahu? You have lava to the wall. So, because you have to be within 3 tefachim to be lava to the wall. The gap is 4 tefachim, so you're going to bend it down and then bend it in towards the wall, a tefach and a mashahu.
There's going to be a space between,
right, the case is going to be a space.
If there wasn't, you can just assume that that's part of the
if there wasn't. Where's your hole? You'd have to say that you make the platform. It has to extend out 14. No, so it'd have to be 15 in a mashal tefachim. Because it has to give you enough room to extend out you have to make your hole, which is four tefachim by four tefachim. So even if there's platform here, no, because then the sides, you would have the sides, so just be 14. Right. Then you'd have side walls to come down that way. Okay. That wasn't important. Okay. If this board that you're putting there was actually vertical, and there's a wall parallel to it, so it's 10 tefachim high. Berechva vav tefachim v'shnei mashuhuyin. So if you put it on some type of a brace which braces it away from the wall, 4 tefachim. So there's a gap between it and the wall, 4 tefachim. It's 10 tefachim high. But then it has to have walls going toward it between itself and the existing wall. So you have to bend the sides. We have to bend the sides and say lovud. So each one has to be a tefach and a mashahu. So you need it has to be four tefachim wide, and then a tefach and a mashahu on this side, a tefach and a mashahu on that side, which is six tefachim and two mashahu.
Spending is virtual.
It's all virtual.
Rather physical. So conceivably, you could stand this thing off on a vertical, say 10, 20, 12, and make it 4 plus, I guess, 4 plus 17 in a mashu and 17 in a mashu. And it'd be enough to bend around to be loved, so that the rest would be lovely. And then you have an area that's about 20 deep by 4 across.
I'm assuming so.
How far out can you go?
I don't know. Okay. Tamar says, okay, Amar Huna Braids of Yeshua. If there was a corner there, so there was two walls which were actual walls. Replacing a vertical panel, they're not a horizontal panel. So it has to be 10 tefachim high. And again, it's attached by a brace which is holding it. Four tefachim away from the each wall, so you need something which is roichva beis tefachim m'shnei mashuhuyin. So if it's right by the corner, so you need to bend it a tefach and a mashuhu towards that wall, a tefach and a mashuhu towards that wall. So assuming you ran a parallel to one, so you have a tefach and mashu there, then you just bend the tefach and mashu there, and you have your four tefachim by four tefachim.
The vertical panel, could it itself be lovud? Could it's like the ladder-like construction?
But they say, one side is going to be lovud automatically. No, in the case where there's a corner.
The vertical panel, rather than being a solid piece, rather than being like a pos,
Can you make it also lava? I don't know. Yeah, probably be okay.
These metal ladders that you see against the sides, used to see against the sides of buildings.
Okay.
Where they're standoffs out of the building. A metal ladder that runs the height of the building. Provided the ladder is wide enough.
Probably okay. Okay. Somewhere says, "Well, the whole Tanya, Rav Chananya ben Akiva, Omer Gezus, Rav Sheish, but Dalad Amos, a Dalad Amos, Chokiv, but Dalad al Dalad Mamali, Hechem Mishkachas Lo." So, where's the case? I mean, if we're ever going to be, if you're using the walls, Gezus usually was extending out from the wall. So, when you need a case, you need 4 Amos. At 4 Amos, you never need that. You'd always be using the wall to eliminate some of the size of the platform. So, where's that case? David ki Asisa. It'd be a case where it was it's put over the water as a platform. You know, I'm not sure what a nasisa is. Nasisa sometimes means a wall, but it's a freestanding. Rashi says it means it's a freestanding platform, and there's no walls nearby. Zak Rashi. I said smucha. Shoyis a kaisel ha'aliyah al-sasamayim. The wall went down right by the water. V'yisa neser nosan al-shnei zizin ha'yotzim in a kaisel. There was two boards, there's two braces which extended out from the wall. And then they put this board lying on these two zizin, these two braces. Minakosel. Sasanesa pochas megimel samach lekosel. The edge of the board was a mashu less than 3 next to the wall. So it's lower to the wall. So kosel chada mina mechitzes. So the wall counts as one of your mechitzes. The gap, which is less than 3 between the board and the wall, accomplishes Mahani Lenekev, will help for the hole. So you're gonna have to cut. You're gonna have to make a hole which is 4 by. Again, at one point you'd have to make a hole which is 4, so you have to cut out a tefach and a mashahu. So corresponding to that, the most will have tefach and mashahu pegam, you make an opening which is a tefach and a mashahu into the board. Berech of a neser, you make a pegam in the width of the neser. So now it's only in one spot. It's only 10 tefachim wide, as opposed to 11 and a quarter and a mashu. Al pnei dalid la'arka, but then that goes 4 tefachim. This pegam goes 4 tefachim along the length of the board. La hashem anekev la dalid al dalid. So now the opening is 4 by 4. Shachli yispa rechem oid yud tefachim. The member who kaif the mechitza shnia kenegad a kaisel. So now you need, it has to be at least another 10 tefachim wide. Then you're going to bend it down. It'll be now a parallel mechitza to the wall. Reyud aleph roichav umasho. So it has to be a width of 10, 11 and a masho. Roichad aleph amas liyos. So yud tefachim. The base was shay. You have your opening of 4. You have 10 tefachim on each side still. At a neck of beyond the hole, and a kaif, you bend on those sides. Now, because after a kaif, it's based on Russia. When you bend those down, so now when you bend down the two sides, so it's 10 tefachim deep. but there's still three tzvachim and a mashu away from the wall, or three tzvachim minus a mashu away from the wall. So you bend down the two sides, there's still a gap between them and the wall, because the whole thing is placed with a space between it and the wall. So you bend it down. So regards to what's surrounding the opening is only a tefach and a mashuhu. And well, the mechitzas of chalal and nekev, el tefachu mashuhu mizeh, but tefachu mashuhu mizeh. So you talk in bolting min a mechitza, I'm soyis, with a chutz, the tzad hamayim, the ten tefachim which are bending down are extended beyond where the hole is. Sherei hamechitza ha'em soyis keshe kefafnu oiso nimseis omeris v'svas ha'pegam ve'em mechitza's ha'roshin nimshach v'imen l'tzad ha'koyso ala tefach u'mashu v'mitzar v'impochus megim olo v'ha'em mechitza dal. So basically that which theoretically my board could look like this, where the chakika is, my board extends out, it's four tefachim wide and extends out 11 in a mashu, and the sides there are two wings which are a tefach and a mashu next to the wall. I'm going to bend those two down and say they're 10 tefachim deep and they're tefachim mashu. So if here's the wall and there, it's here, it's this platform here, so this part I bend down like this, and these sides I bend down like these little strips, I bend down like that, and now there's something here which is 10 tefachim deep, which is a tefachim mashu. Here's the wall, it's love to the wall. So the fact that there's more, all of this board out here is irrelevant. And so I just care about, because that's not surrounding my hole, that board out there when I bend it down. What's surrounding the hole, because if I bend this part down, there's like a wall, board out there, over, but there's no hole there. The hole is here. So you just have to bend down the two sides. And tefach hamashu, so I need a tefach hamashu to make it love it, make it love it.
Associated, do we require that the tikra have a depth of at least 10 tefachim?
No, Peter here says something. It's not like you bend down the tikra, and so we use the tikra as if it itself is a wall.
Is there
a, so it's a chiddush. The chiddush of tikra is that normally we say good achas mechitza, you need a wall which is 10 tefachim. It can be suspended in the air, but you don't want just 10 tefachim. Pitikra, you don't need the pitikra can be a tefach high. But as long as the tikra itself is 4 tefachim wide, so it's a mechitza mitzad, the fact that it's acting as a roof of 4 tefachim wide, so the front of it, which is maybe a tefach high, acts as if it was a wall. And it's, you say, gudach is mechitza on the pitikra.
So the tikra has to be a tefach thick.
I think the sheet says it has to be tefach thick, but I wouldn't swear on it.
So if we had a freestanding 4x4 plus a little bit, we could drop from all
well,
four
that's,
sides.
Well, that's McClellan, because what do you say, P-Tikra, of all on all four sides? Either. Okay, let's hold the Rashi's here. Pick up the rest of Rashi's tomorrow.